Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
Crispy from the microwave.
Welcome to BL Talk. This is Zoom Zoom 4, and we are here with a boys XO, Dragon Lover, and Nicholas. We discuss topics of interest to the MAP community in general and to boy lovers in particular. And today we are talking about boy lovers gaining acceptance and the routes to do it. Originally, boy lovers hoped to gain acceptance through being part of the gay movement, but instead got thrown under the bus by the gays. So nowadays, man-man love is accepted, but man-boy love is still not. In light of this, does it make sense to continue trying to be part of the LGBT crowd, or would it be smarter to instead team up with girl lovers as part of a separate MAP movement that has nothing to do with LGBT and is not trying to be part of that? In other words, should we pivot to GLs now in creating a new route to acceptance? I'm going to call on a boys XO first, but let me say that this question is somewhat of a dichotomy because it exposes the duality inherent in the boy lover's overall makeup. It was first assumed that we would be part of the gay movement back in the 70s because our community was intertwined with theirs. Those magazines often had both naked men and boys, like in the same magazines, and it was all put together back then. It was all considered gay, basically. The age issue was secondary. But what happened since then is the hysteria and the since the early 80s. The so-called child sexual abuse industry has put much more of a focus on the age difference. And so then gradually the same-sex aspect became secondary and more focus was put on the pedophilic aspect. And it didn't help that we were disowned by the LGBT crowd. On top of the prevalence of boy lovers who reject the label of being called gay, it just seems to push away the faggots even more, just as much as they push us away at the same time. So back in the 70s, it was different. They didn't seem to have a problem with us. Now they do, obviously. They want nothing to do with us, which means now there's only one group in the whole wide world that is not hostile to boy love, and that is the girl lovers. So lately it's appeared that we want to team up with girl lovers more. Is this the right way to go? Can we possibly hope for a better route to acceptance with the girl lovers? Will that make us stronger? And in that scenario, we'd be leaving behind the partnership that we thought we had with the gay men and seeking greener pastures where we can find them. Is this the right thing to do, XO?
Well, here's the thing. All gays are homosexual, but all boy lovers are not gay. And in my experience, I've been a boy lover all my life, you know, since I was 10 years old. I've never had a girlfriend, I've been married, don't have any children.
I say that probably goes for everyone here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, so the deal is, in my experience, most real boy lovers are not gay.
You know, it's gay, the homosexual aspect. Like I said, back in the 70s, how they put men and boys together, and the age thing didn't matter. It was considered a gay thing. Whereas now it's considered more of a pedo thing because the age difference has been amplified since that time.
Well, you know, nothing has changed. Gay men still like younger males, you know, and they only did that to gain acceptance, not because it's real, but because to gain acceptance. You know, they threw the rest of us under the bus.
Right. Do you think maybe we should not have been expecting to ride their coattails from the beginning? Because it seems like even today a lot of BLs seem butthurt about that. Stonewall and all that from long ago. Do you think we were fooling ourselves from the start?
I don't look at it as being dragged in on their coattails. You know, boy love and homosexuality and all that kind of stuff, they're not a separate issue. The separate issue is the gay thing. You know?
Right, that's a cultural thing.
This male-to-male intergenerational contact has been taking place for thousands of years without any problem. The main problem today, what causes the damage, is not the relationship itself, but what transpires after the relationship is over if they get caught. They try to make the boy feel just as fucking guilty as he can for what he did, whether he liked it or not. It's terrible.
They try to, are you sure? I mean, don't they say, you have nothing to feel bad about? You are the victim here? Don't they try to make him feel like his friend was just a horrible monster for what he did to him, and that the boy had no fault?
But the thing is, the whole time the relationship was going on, the boy was having a great time. He was happy, he felt good, he felt confident, and everything else. So they stopped it and tried to make him feel guilty. It's a sin. What you did was a sin, boy.
Okay. The question here, though, is us forging a alliance with girl lovers who, incidentally, never had any expectations of being part of the LGBT movement the way we did. And our partnership with them, if nothing else, would be based simply on the fact that they are the only ones in the world who don't reject us. They're the only friends we have, in other words.
I'm not rejecting them either, but I truly have no interest in females.
Right, no, but I mean, well, no, we're not expected to be into girls. We're not asking them to be into boys. What we're talking about is a group of minor attracted people of both sexes. Would that help us to gain acceptance by focusing on the minor attraction and less so on the same-sex relations? Dragon Lover, what do you think about that?
Well, I am leaning more or less towards going along with the MAP community. I don't think we're going to ever be accepted by the LGBTQ community. I'm just being honest. I don't think we will ever be accepted by those people. I think we should kind of branch off and be our MAPs. Our GLs, our BLs, our CLs, our own community.
Mm-hmm. Right, because what we're saying is that our sexual orientation is not about being towards male or female, but it's about minors. That we're, because like gay men, they can't relate because they don't have any feelings for minors. Heterosexual married men can't relate because they have no feelings for minors. Girl lovers are the only ones who can relate to that minor attraction. And that minor attraction is what disgusts general society and what they make us feel bad for, not the homosexual part of it. But see, the reason why BLs were hoping to gain acceptance through the homosexual route is because we saw what success that the gay movement had and kind of watched, you know, not us in this room, but, you know, in general, watched in jealousy as they gained acceptance while we were left behind. But I'm saying is, the question is, should we have been focusing on the minor attraction aspect from the start instead of all this time hoping to be part of the LGBT thing? As if we wasted time, you know, we could have been playing it smarter from the start is what I'm suggesting here. What do you think, Nicholas?
Hey, you know, hi everybody. This is a great topic. You know, it depends on what we're trying to accomplish and how we're trying to go about it. In terms of numbers, yes, we want as many people in the tent as possible. Therefore, I think it's great to go and recruit or get other GLs in with us as sort of a block, if you will.
Exactly.
Of people who can get together and show the world, look how many of us there are. You need to do something. You need to recognize us. You need to give us, access to therapy without prejudice. You need to grant us certain rights that others have. Take, for example, equal opportunity, employment status, and various kinds of legal things that the gay community does get. And I believe that XO is absolutely right. The gay community got theirs. You know, take it back 60 years ago, they were in a spot where we are right now. It's like a couple of guys on a chain gang in prison in Cool Hand Luke or whatever, and everybody's busting rocks. Well, yeah, man, I'm your buddy, I'm your brother, and we're one together on this chain gang.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, some of these guys turns out, well, their crimes aren't so bad, the warden says. So they get free. They get theirs. We're still stuck there busting rocks while they're out there. They don't care about us as much because, some of them maybe do a little bit. But no, forget that. We don't need to be part of that. What we need is to change our image. We need to, stop getting arrested doing crap that's illegal, whether like it or not, and give the world a good face to boy lovers. And if GLs want to come along, then great. But we need more respectability.
Okay, well, let me interject something here. You said sure. Stop doing crap that's illegal. Okay, well, let's take a look at that for a moment. Arguably, they're trying to make everything illegal. Everything we want to do, every possible outlet that we could possibly have to, not quote-unquote offend, to use their terms, to have our own private thing going, but they won't let us seemingly have any type of enjoyment. They want to outlaw, all the books, all the magazines, all the pictures, all the videos, even if it's AI or computer generated, they won't let us have nothing. So it makes it so easy. If they're making everything illegal, how can we do anything illegal? How can we do anything legal when they're making everything illegal? Yes.
I've said this before, and many times. I'm going to say it again, just put it on the record here, that just because it's legal doesn't make it right, and just because it's illegal doesn't make it wrong.
Yeah, good
right.
point.
Well, if you don't break the law, though, you can hold your head up and you can shake your fist in somebody's face and say, F you, because you have done everything by their playbook, and now it's time for give back. Otherwise, you're always kind of hiding something behind your back or whatever.
Right.
If straight people cannot look at CP and not look at anything else at all, when I go, I guess I have to also. If it means that then I can come out and I can voice my opinion without them coming and say, let's take a look at your closet. Until that time comes. We have the mechanisms here in this country to sort of change laws, and I pray that we can do it for the better. But, I get what you're saying. It's a tough road to hoe, man.
I get your point. I want to emphasize that point and clarify it. What you're saying is to be our best selves, to put our best foot forward and present the best version of ourselves as a community that we possibly can, to defy their stereotypes. That we are just all criminals,
mm-hmm.
and show the positive side, so that they won't have any reason to hate us, basically, or they'll have less reason because they won't see us being led away in handcuffs anymore.
It's war, and if we don't, and if we misbehave, then we are giving them bullets for the gun to shoot us. Is kind of more the way I'm looking at it. Yeah,
right.
I'd love to take those. I'd love to. Look at a lot of stuff, man. I'd love to, we all would, but we're tempted as hell to look at and do all these different kinds of things. But you're just giving them fuel to their fires is kind of the way I look at that,
Okay. How about the...
Well, I have never been myself interested in pornography. I don't collect pictures of boys. I haven't sold them. I don't ask anybody for them. I don't take pictures of any boys that I know. And that's what I think,
Okay.
I'm not interested in porn. I'm interested in the welfare of the boys.
Right. Okay, but let me just ask you this. This is kind of a little bit getting off for a minute, but I'm just curious. Do you think philosophically that we should have we should be able to have that porn the same way that, say, like a straight people can have their porn, just as a matter of principle? If we lived in a better world, don't you think we should be able to have that?
Yeah. But
I'm just curious.
The thing is, if you look at some of those magazines from the past and even whatever they put out today, some of those kids do not look happy. They're not having a good time. But right. others look like they are having a good time. So the point is, if you buy those pictures or buy those magazines, then you're supporting the abuse of the kids that don't want it.
Yeah, we're getting off the point here, though. You're talking, trying to keep it more big picture. And not to mention that in the future with AI-generated porn, that would negate the having to, enslave kids into porn, like, was the necessity of the past. We can have artificial porn now, but they're trying to make that illegal, too. But I'm not trying to talk about porn specifically. What we're talking about is the best path to acceptance and the best strategies that we could devise. And we've always been trying to use the gay and LGBT thing as our model. But the question today is that's been obviously not very fruitful, and so we have to think of something new. And many agree that joining with the girl lovers to form a larger MAP community would be the most best way, I guess you'd say, to get there. But we have problems inherent with ourselves with that. For one thing, it's like we have to get used to each other. I've been on the girl love boards, and they'll just say things like, off the top of their head, like, ooh, boys are smelly. Or, or like us will say, oh, I don't have any interest in girls. But see, that's not seeing the big picture, and that's missing the point. We're not asking ourselves to have interest in girls. We're just trying to form a community of people who have minor interests, and that's the point.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think it is good for us to get together just for sheer numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Before we wrap up, I want to ask you guys, Dragon Lover, what do you think that we haven't mentioned here, possible strategies or things to put into effect would be beneficial for us in gaining equality that we haven't discussed here? Is there anything you can think of or that you'd like to throw in?
You talking to me? I'm sorry. Yeah. You're breaking up real bad.
Yeah. What ideas that we haven't discussed here that you can think of towards gaining equality would you like to bring up? Is there anything at all?
Well, off the top of my head, not really, but at the same time, I can say we've got all of our boards out there. We've got the radio station. We've got Porn Magazine. We've got Visions of Alice. Their magazine, and I really think we need to try to pull together as a whole community, not just boy lovers, not just girl lovers, pull together as a whole community, and strength, in numbers there is strength, and that would prove true in our situation.
Yes, numbers are strength, exactly. A good point of that is individually with each of us. Let me ask you guys, before you found the community and before you joined any boards or chats or anything, didn't you feel like a lot less empowered, more alone, more weaker? Have since joining the community and being in it, haven't you felt more confident, had more of a positive vision of yourself as a MAP or a boy lover since joining with others? Hasn't that made a difference in your individual makeup? It has for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It has for me, too. I mean, I was walking around thinking I was this screwed-up weirdo and, I was messed up. Then I found the BL community, and, man, it just opened up a whole new world for me.
Mm-hmm.
I found people just like me.
Yeah, you can't believe it when you first meet, like when I met Dragon Lover, met Zoom. Yeah, you can't believe it that there's somebody else that has the same exact kind of feelings for you. So, yes, it is a huge, it's night and day as far as the confidence level goes.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
And so I'm wondering how we can take that that improvement of outlook that we've each experienced personally, and parlay that into an overall group mindset of improvement, of feeling more confident, of feeling stronger. I think it, like Dragon Lover mentioned, it is happening naturally, and we're seeing it with the radio stations and magazines and all things of that nature that are happening.
Absolutely. That's the idea, is to get the message out that we all need to work together. Everybody has to know that.
Yeah.
Right. And
you know, if I can have the floor just for a second, too, about the radio station and about Lifeline and about Paradise Mountain, all these different places are so great because they not only build us up for, you know, the realization that we're not alone, that we can support each other, but also I think to the outside world, you know, there's been this fear, this paranoia. Don't let your voice get out there. Don't let anything about yourself. Don't say anything personal. Don't say what country you're in. Don't say what planet you're on, because that LEO might be out there collecting your name. Oh my God. Well, you know, if you're not doing anything illegal, then you really don't have, you know, they're not going to be following you around every minute. But there's that level, I think that level of paranoia is going away a little bit, and it should just kind of back away a little bit, because if we're all out there and we're all doing legal stuff but just saying, hey man, how you doing, come on into the club, then what are they going to do? And they can't go and track everybody, or if they do, screw them, you know. I think that building up, that kind of raising our visibility even a little bit to the world that says, you know, we're just a bunch of guys, okay, and we want to kind of hang together, and that's okay. I think with so many of us doing that, it'll encourage more to come out of the shadows, and I think that's a good thing.
Uh-huh. Well, let me say something. I've recently been reading on non-MAP forums and chats and stuff like that, reactions and comments when people find out that there is a MAP community, and they find out about things like Boy Chat or that NAMBLA is a real thing. And I see a pattern in all the reactions, which is typically along the lines of, how can this even exist? How are these people even allowed to do this? How are they allowed to have this? And you hear things like, I believe in free speech and all, but we got to draw the line, and they shouldn't have it.
Exactly the same kind of reaction you would have had 60, 70 years ago against gays. Exactly the same thing. Then people realized little by little, they kind of understood, okay, these people aren't going to go, you know, rape my son or burn down my house or whatever. I get what you're saying. I totally get it.
Right. But the difference between this and with the gays is that they felt that with the gays, well, those sickos can do whatever they want amongst themselves behind closed doors. But with us, it's a whole different aspect, because those sickos are coming after my kid.
But we're not. That's the point.
And how
that's
can we convince them of that is the challenge for us. And there's no one way to do that. I think what we're realizing here is that the many different things that we do as a community, and the variety of projects we have and ways we express ourselves, are all little, to borrow from George Bush, points of light, you know, 1,000 points of light, you know, and it all just keeps building up to the point to where it reaches a point of no return, a point of strength, where there's so many people that are part of it, and people from all walks of life.
You know, it's not like we're coming at your children. What we are doing is liberating them from biological authoritarianism.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's another topic for another time. But we've run out of time here, guys. Very quick, is there anything any one of you would like to add before we close? Okay, well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Dragon Lover, A Boys XO, and Nicholas for participating today in the discussion on BL Talk. This is Zoom Zoom 4, and thank you for listening. We will be back next time with another topic next week. Everyone have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right,
the opinions and viewpoints expressed on BL Talk are solely those of the individual participant or speaker and do not reflect the official stance of Wired PM Radio or any of its affiliates.